请弟兄姊妹们翻到哥林多后书第四章。
Brothers and sisters, please turn your Bible to 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多后书第四章，我们从第七节读到第十五节。
2 Corinthians 4, we will read from verse 7 to 15.
然后是我们读到十八节。
Instead to 18.
第七节，我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us.
我们四面受敌，却不被困住；心里作难，却不致失望。
We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed.We are perplexed, but not in despair.
遭逼迫却不被丢弃，打倒却不致死亡，身上常带着耶稣的死，使耶稣的身也显明在我们身上。
Persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying about in the body of the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body.
因为我们这活着的人是常为耶稣被叫为死地，使耶稣的身在我们这必死的人身上显明出来。
For we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh.
这样看来，死是在我们身上发动，生却在你们身上发动。
So then death is working in us, but life in you.
但我们既有信心，正如经上记着说：“我因信，所以如此说话；我们也信，所以也说话。”
And since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believe, and therefore I spoke. We also believe, and therefore speak.
自己知道，那叫主耶稣复活的，也必叫我们与耶稣一同复活，并且叫你们一同站在他面前。
Knowing that he who raised up the Lord Jesus will also raise us up with Jesus and will present us with you.
凡事都是为你们好，叫恩惠因人多，越发加增，感谢格外显多，以致荣耀归于神。
For all things are for your sake, that grace having spread through the many may cause thanksgiving to abound to the glory of the Lord.
所以我们不上胆，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天新似一天。
Therefore, we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day.
我们这自战自谦的苦楚，要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。
For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory.
原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。
While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal.
我们再翻到第六章，第四节。
Chapter 6, verse 4.
反倒在各样事上表明自己是神的用人。
But in all things we commend ourselves as ministers of God.
我们先就读到这里。
We now pause here from our scripture.
请低头在有点祷告。
Your head bowed, please, let's have a word of prayer.
我们感谢你在复活早晨，众儿女们一同聚在你的跟前。
Lord, we thank you that in this resurrection morning, that all of your children are gathered before you.
每次我们来到你的面前，我们真是有一颗心愿意来寻求你的面，来仰望你自己的施恩。
Every time when we are gathered, Lord, we just have this one heart.That we want to seek after you and look up to your glory.
好，叫我们常常借着你的话，再向我们说出你心中的奥秘，说出你心中的心意。
Often through your word that you will make manifest the mystery and the glorious will of your heart.
叫我们这些称为你名下的人，知道如何生活在你面前。
So that all of us who are called by your name would know how to live before you.
好，这样生活形式能够与所蒙恩相称。
So that our walk is in accordance with our calling.
好，叫你恩典更多显在我们身上。
So that your grace could be made more manifest in us.
因此，我们愿意把这一点时间恭敬仰望在主的手中。
Lord, with much reverence, we just commit this shorter period of time to your hand.
那么，求你保险遮盖我们，让我们在这里不见一人，只见主耶稣基督。
We ask that your precious blood covers us all, so that we do not see anyone here except our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们在这里只有等候你向我们说话，向我们吹气。
Lord, here we're just waiting for you to speak to us and breathe onto us.
让我们听见你的声音，我们就要再活过来。
So that when we hear your voice, we will be quickened again.
因此我们等候在面前，我们把感谢赞美归给你。
Lord, as we wait before you, we want to offer to you all the praises and thanksgiving.
我们将祷告都靠主耶稣基督求。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. 我们早晨来愿和弟兄姊妹继续来看哥林多后书。
This morning we would like to continue to share on 2 Corinthians.
我们说到哥林多后书呢，乃是从这个书信里我们看见一个服侍神的人保罗，这位被称为神的用人。
We mentioned that from 2 Corinthians, from this epistle, we can see this Paul who's called the minister of God.
从更多后书当中，我们看保罗如何在各样事情上显明他是神的用人。
In this 2 Corinthians, we will consider Paul how in all aspects that he made it clear that he is the servant of God.
从更多后书我们看见神，保罗怎样在那里尽他从神所得的那个职分。
And also from 2 Corinthians, we can see how Paul fulfilled all the ministry which he has received from God.
我们知道圣经里面讲到神的仆人呢，在旧约有摩西。
We know that when the Bible speaks of God's servants, in Old Testament we see Moses.
在新约有保罗。
And in New Testament we see Paul.
圣经用这两个新旧约里面两个仆人来做一个作为一个服侍神仆人的一个榜样。
The Bible uses these two servants, both in the Old Testament and New Testament, as the very example for those who want to serve him.
因为在这两个身上我们可以看见一个服侍神的人，他们在属灵上有一些基本的一个经历。
Because in them we could see that those who want to serve God have to have these basic experiences.
因着他们有这些基本的经历的神才能使用他们。
And it is because of these basic experiences that God is able to use them.
也从这两个人侍奉里面呢，看见一些属灵的原则。
And also from these two men's services, we can discern some spiritual.
成为后来以后要服侍神的人的一种学习一种的属灵上的一个认识。
And these spiritual principles should be the learnings and understandings of all those who come later who want to serve God.
从摩西的身上很明显的看见一件事情。
And in Moses we could see this so clearly.
世界上的学问天然人的才干能力，神不能用这些。
That God does not use any worldly learning or natural abilities and talents.
他也不能凭着这些来侍奉神。
Nor can Moses serve God by all these.
这个是为什么摩西他一出来说他有热心要来帮助他弟兄，要来拯救他弟兄。
This is why when Moses first came out into the ministry, he had all the zeal.And the desire to deliver his brethren.
神不能使用他，神就把他摆在一边。
However, God did not use him at that time and put him aside.
而在他身上也看见一件事情，就是他有一段隐藏、不见、不为人知的一些日子。
And also in Moses, we see this period of time which is hidden and not known to all.
他在米甸的旷野40年之久。
In Midian's wilderness, he spent time for 40 years.
圣经几乎没有记载这一段历史。
And throughout the period, it seems the Bible never records any account.
他在隐藏的里面呢，在那些认识一些属灵的事情，学习一些属灵的功课。
In that hidden period, he is coming to know some spiritual matters and learning spiritual lessons.
还有看见在他身上，就是他是一个有意象、有启示的人。
And then in Moses, we see that he's the one with revelation and vision.
在保罗身上也同样看见这个原则。
And likewise, we see the same principle in Paul.
神用许多的苦难来对付这个曾经在加玛列人名下受一个严谨律法教义的一个人。
God has used so many afflictions to deal with this Paul who was once under Gamaliel, who has been strictly taught by Pharisees.
来对付这个生命能力非常强大的一个人。
And to deal this Paul who has the strong natural life.
使他不敢再靠他自己的天然能力，只能靠那个从死里复活的主。
So Paul would never dare rely on his natural strength, instead on this resurrection life.
这个就是为什么在更多后书记载特别多的他受苦的经历。
And this is the reason why in 2 Corinthians we see so many accounts of Paul's suffering.
让他看见他自己的软弱。
Because Paul saw his own weakness.
好像他知道来靠主自己的能力。
So that he knew he could only rely on God's power.
他也曾经有一段隐藏的日子在亚拉伯旷野里面。
So likewise, he also had his hidden days in the Arabia wilderness.
在那里看见律法的经历。
And there Paul saw the very spirit of God.
在那里明白神的心意。
There he understood God's heart.
他也是一个有意象、有启示的人。
Paul also was a man with revelation and vision.
我想这是一个神仆人，他基本上该有一些经历，也是一个非常重要的一个经历。
So I believe all these are the basic crucial experiences for all of God's servants.
也是神借这几方面的一些经历来预备一个合用。他使用的仆人。
And also through these experiences, God is making ready servants for His own use.
但一方面知道这些经历是一生还要在学习的。
From another perspective, we know that all these experiences have to be mastered throughout their lives.
在一生的里面，还要借着各种环境、各种事物，经历更深的一个属灵的功课。
Now they need to learn some deeper spiritual lessons through all their encounters in their life.
好叫他们在神的手中能够成为更有用的一个器皿。
So that they could become even more useful in the hand of useful vessels in the hand of God.
那第四章呢，在这里我们就看见有一个破碎的器皿。
So here in chapter 4, we see this broken vessel.
而这段经历乃是说到一个神的仆人，他是如何借着死的一个经历来经历那个复活生命的一个能力。
This experience is experience of death and unto the experience of the Lord's resurrection through the breaking of the soul of the servant.
把这个在瓦器里面这个宝贝把它把它表明出来。
So that the treasure in this earthen vessel could be made manifest.
借着瓦器的破碎，把那个里面基督复活生命，把它显在自己的身上，也显在别人的身上。
Through the breaking of the earthen vessel, that the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ could be displayed in him as well as in others.
好，叫一个服事的人，他知道他所显出来的能力不是出于他自己，乃是出于神自己。
So that anyone who serves God would know that this is not of himself, but of the power of God.
所以在这里告诉我们说，有一个宝贝放在瓦器里面。
So here we read in the verse that there is a vessel, a treasure in the earthen vessel.
我们知道在这里的瓦器跟提摩太后书第二章里面讲到的瓦器有点不太一样。
We know the vessels here in verse 7 are somewhat different from the vessels in 2 Timothy chapter 2.
在提摩太后书第二章里面，保罗讲到在大户人家，就是在神的家里面有许多的瓦，许多的器皿。
There, Paul says that in a great house, that is in the house of God, there are many vessels.
在那里有金器，有银器，也有木器，也有瓦器。
There are vessels of gold and silver, as well as the vessels of wood and clay.
有做贵重的，有做卑贱的。
Some for honor, some for dishonor.
人若自洁脱离卑贱事，就必做贵重的器皿，成为圣洁合乎主用。
If anyone cleanses himself from these things, he will become a a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work.
在那里讲到神的家有许多器皿，有金器，有银器，这些贵重的器皿。
In second Timothy, we see that in a great house there are vessels of gold and silver for honor.
有木器，有瓦器，这是一个卑贱的器皿。
And there are vessels of wood and clay; they are base.
人怎样成为一个贵重的器皿呢？
So how can a person become a vessel for honor?
他自洁，他脱离那些卑贱的事物，他就能成为贵重的器皿。
He has to cleanse himself from all these base things, then he will become a vessel for honor.
而那些卑贱的器皿，那些木器、瓦器，他们之所以卑贱。
And all those base vessels, the vessels of wood and clay, the reason they are base.
因为他们常生活在那个污秽、肮脏。不洁净的事物里面，受它污染，受它玷污。
It's because they are defiled, contaminated, and all those lowly, base things around them.
所以这个卑贱器皿，神不能够合乎神的使用。
So these vessels for dishonor, lowly ones, cannot be used by God.
只要一个人愿意成为圣洁，成为一个贵重的器皿，他必要脱离那些卑贱的事物，他就可以成为。金器银器。
Anyone who wants to become a vessel for honor has to cleanse himself from all these base things, then he will become a vessel of gold or silver.
所以更多后书第七章保罗在那里告诉我们。
Therefore, in 2 Corinthians chapter 7, we read.
第一节来说，要洁净就当洁净自己，除去身体灵魂一切的污秽，敬畏神就得以成圣。
2 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 1, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God.
这些洁净自己脱离那些卑贱事物的人，他们就是一个金器，他们就是一个银器。
All those who cleanse themselves and depart from those base things, they are vessels of honor.
他们是一个贵重的器皿。
They are vessels for honor.
所以我们看见贵重的器皿乃是重在它的品质，重在它的性质。
So we see that it is the very character, the nature of the vessel, that's why it is called a vessel for honor.
贵重的器皿不是在乎它大和小。
It doesn't matter the size of the vessel.
而是在乎它的品质，它性质是怎样的东西。
It matters what is the nature, the character of this vessel.
所以在林前第三章讲到一个服事人专门建造一个工程。
That's why we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, a person is building a building here.
有人用金银宝石来建造，有人用草木禾秸来建造。
Someone was built with gold, silver, precious stones, with hay and straw.
所以那也很清楚看见服饰的价值不在乎外面的大小，而是在乎它服饰的内容品质是什么，性质是什么。
So it explicitly tells us that the value of the service is not about the size, it is about the very essence of the nature of his service.
那在更多后书在这里第四章讲到这个瓦器。
Here in 2 Corinthians, we read about the earthen vessels.
那是说到每一个人都是瓦器。
They tell us each one of us is an earthen vessel.
不是。这跟那个刚刚提到提摩太后书第二章里面所讲的瓦器是不太一样。
So these vessels are different from those mentioned in 2 Timothy.
在这里瓦器说到每一个人，我们的出生都是出于土。
Here, vessels, the earthen vessels in 2 Corinthians tells us every one of us whose birth is from the earth.
我们都是属地的，天性里面都是属地的东西。
We are all earthly in our nature.
我们又是出生亚当败坏的族类。
We're all from the corrupt breed of Adam.
所以我们天性都是软弱，都是卑贱的。
So in our nature, we are weak and base.
就像后面第十六节他说，外面的外企，外面的人。
And in verse 16, we read about our man.
所以就着出生，就着我们天性来说，每一个人都是瓦器。
So as to our birth, as to our nature, every single one of us is an earthen vessel.
在我们天性里面毫无良善，都是败坏的。
So in our nature, there is nothing good. It's all corruption.
所以保罗在更多前书第一章也告诉我们。
So in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, we read.
按着诺底亚说，神是拣选那些世上愚拙的，世上软弱没有能力的人。
So according to the flesh, God has chosen those who are foolish, who are weak, and without power, who are not noble.
神拣选那些世上卑贱的人。
And God has chosen those who are lowly in this world.
这些都是瓦器的一个特性。
All these are characteristics of earthen vessels.
所以我们看见我们出生是非常卑贱的一个人。
So here, as to our birth, we all know we are lowly ones.
很可惜，今天许多人以为他出生是非常尊贵、非常高贵。
Regrettably, nowadays many people think they have this noble birth.
以为他自己有能力、坚强、有智慧。
They consider themselves to have wisdom.To have our strength and to have this fortitude.
因为他还没有经过环境的考验。
And because they have never gone through the trial.
当环境一来的时候，就显出人不过是一个瓦器，是一个软弱的器。
But when they are put under certain circumstances, they realize they are simply earthen vessels.
是一个愚昧的人，是一个无知的人。
They are foolish and they are ignorant.
是经不起环境考验，一碰瓦器就破碎掉了。
They can never stand the trial of different circumstances. Once they encountered it, they simply are broken.
所以神要让我们看见每一个人都是瓦器，都是属土的，属地的。
God wants us to know that every one of us is the earthen vessel. We are from the earth. We are earthy.
每一个人都是愚昧的。
Everyone is foolish.
今天人以为他是自己有聪明。
Today, people might think they are wise.
所以神就借着好像人最愚昧的十字架道理啊，拯救那些自己知道自己是愚昧的人。
So God uses the word of the cross, which is considered foolish to the Gentiles, to save those who understand they are only foolish.
好叫
in God's eye.
能够显出神的智慧，神显出神的能力来。
In this way, God's strength, God's wisdom is revealed.
所以当一个人看见他是一个瓦器，
So when a person sees that he's but an earthen vessel,
他就不会自夸，他就不会抬举自己。
He would never exalt or boast of himself.
他也不会轻看别人。
Nor would he despise others.
但是我们感谢神。
And we thank God.
虽然我们都是瓦器，
In the world,
但是在这里告诉我们说，瓦器里面有宝贝。
However, we know there is a treasure within.Earthen vessels.
按照本性来说，我们身上一点良善的东西都没有。
According to our nature, there is nothing good in us.
是卑贱的，是不值钱的东西。
We are unworthy things, and we are base.
但是有一天蒙恩得救了。
One day we receive this grace.
我们可以在基督的里面。
So that we are now in Christ.
基督的智慧成我们的智慧。
Now the wisdom of Christ has become ours.
是基督的圣洁、公义成为我们里面的生命。
His holiness, His righteousness have now become our life.
所以当我们得救以后，我们得到一个宝贝，得到一个基督的做我们的生命。
So after we have been saved by grace, we now have received this life, this treasure to become our very.
这个生命是一个荣耀尊贵的生命。
And this life is a glorious and honorable.
这个生命是个圣洁有力的一个生命。
It is a holy, a powerful.
这个生命是个属天的一个生命。
It is a heavenly life.
外面来看，我们每一个人都是一个瓦器。
Hourly looking, every one of us is but an earthen vessel.
我们和世界上所有不信主的人都是一样，我们都是属地的。
We're just like the rest of the world who do not know the Lord. We are from the earth.
我们身上常常显出我们软弱，显出我们许多卑贱的事物，一些污秽的败坏东西在我们身上。
And in us, we often show our weaknesses.And our depravity, our lowliness, and our character.
但是我们感谢主，我们蒙恩得救了。
But we thank God that we have been saved by His grace.
有一个宝贝进到我们里面来。
We now have this treasure.
有一个宝贝住在我们里面。
A treasure indwells.
就是基督自己。
And that is Christ Himself.
所以我们看见这个瓦器就有了价值。
Now we see this vessel has value now.
这个价值不在乎这个瓦器的本身。
It doesn't matter what the earthen vessel is.
这瓦器之所以价值，因为它里面有宝贝。
The reason that the earthen vessel has value is because of the treasure within it.
正如今天都是我们家里都是有一个瓦器。
Just like today, if you do have an earthen vessel in your house,
你把你家里的珠宝珍珠都放在这个瓦器里面。
If you put all your jewels, jewelry and precious things inside it,
我们看见这个瓦器就非常重要了。
When we see this earthen vessel becomes very, very important.
它的器皿就不一样了。
That it is different from the rest of vessels.
你就要保护这个瓦器。
You will want to protect it.
因为若是世界瓦器的话，里面珍珠那些有价值的东西也就不见了。
Because if you should lose this vessel, then all the precious things, all the jewelries are gone.
所以感谢主，我们今天在神面前，我们虽然都是瓦器。
So we thank our Lord that today, even before Him, we are all but earthen vessels.
让我们看见我们本相就不过是一个卑贱的一个人。
We have seen our true nature as base lowly man.
没有什么可自夸的。
Nothing to boast about.
我们和世界上不信主的人一样，都是瓦器。
We're just like the non-believers in the world. We're all earthen vessels.
但是我们之所以和他们不一样，
But we are different.
我们之所以有价值那么重要，
We are of value, we are of importance.
因为我们里面有宝贝，
It's all because we have this treasure.
我们里面有基督，
Because we have Christ.
神一切丰富都在基督里面都赐给了我们，
In Christ, all the fullness of God has been given to us.
这是我们和世人不同的地方。
And this is the very place which separates us from the rest of the world.
我们知道这是白白的恩典。
And we know this is free grace.
是因为神的恩典怜悯临到我们身上，我们才能得到这个宝贝。
And it's all because of the mercy and grace of God which has come upon us. Now we have received this treasure.
但是我们看见这个宝贝是隐藏在我们里面的。
And but we do see that this treasure is hidden within us.
人是看不见的。
People cannot see it.
人看我们和外面来看，和世界上所有人都是一样的。
When people look at us, we're just the same as the rest of the world.
什么时候才会显出不一样？
When we will show the difference?
只有这个宝贝显出来的时候，才显出我们和别人不一样。
Only when this treasure is made manifest, then people see that we're different.
所以这个宝贝若是不显出来的话，我们和世界上所有人完全是一样的。
So if the treasure is never displayed, then we're just like the rest of the people in the world.
这就是为什么今天宝贝没有办法从我们身上显出来的时候。
And this is why when the treasure cannot be made manifest in us.
我们看我们整个生活行事为好像跟世人都是一样。
Then we know that our living, our walk are just like the rest of the world.
显出来都是败落，都是软弱，那些不该有的光景。
What we actually display is all the weaknesses, all the conditions that we're not supposed to be in.
所以当一个人虽然是已经有了宝贝，
So even though a person might have this treasure,
若是他没有让宝贝显出来的时候呢，
If he does not allow this treasure to show forth itself,
我们所了表现和世人都差不了太多。
What we demonstrate is just like the rest of the people.
这个就是为什么今天许多神的儿女他是有宝贝。
This is why today there are so many of God's people, they do have the treasure.
他的确是有基督的丰盛生命在他里面。
They do have the abundant life of Christ living within them.
但是因为宝贝没有显出来。
But because this treasure is never being made manifest.
所以他显出来的生活光景和不信主的完全是一模一样的。
So the manifestation of this person's life is just like that of the rest of the world.
显出来都是一些丑陋的东西。
What he shows forth simply is ugly things.
这就是我们今天许多神儿女一种可怜的光景。
And this is the very pitiable state we are in today.
因为我们本心就是瓦器。
Because our nature is just the nature of earthen vessels.
我们和不信主的人是完全一模一样的。
We are just exactly the same like the non-believers in terms of the nature.
除非宝贝从瓦器身上而显出来。
Unless this treasure could be exhibited from us.
所显出来那就是一个尊贵荣耀的生命。
And what we exhibit is this glorious and this holy venerable.
那就是个刚强有力的一个生命。
It is a strong, powerful life.
但是宝贝怎么显出来呢？
Then how can this vessel be made manifest?
宝贝人看不见。
Because it cannot be seen by others.
只有瓦器破碎的时候，瓦宝贝才显出来。
Only when this vessel is broken, then the treasure could be seen.
只有当瓦器破碎以后呢，基督那荣耀尊贵的生命显在人的我们的身上，那才是一个尊贵的一个器皿。
Only when this vessel is broken and the glorious, honorable life of Christ has been seen us, and then we become a vessel for honor.
在那时还显出我们与世人不同一个地方。
And right there, we could show.That the very distinction between us and the
因为当宝贝从这个破碎瓦器显明出来的时候，那就是基督他自己复活生命、荣耀生命显明出来。
When the vessel is broken and the treasure is seen, that's exactly the time when the glorious holy life of Christ is being displayed.
这就是尼托森弟兄在他一本的书里面粉的破碎领了出来所讲的。
This is what's being discussed and being talked about in Brother Nee's book. It's called The Release of the Spirit and the Brokenness of the Soul.
就是我们这个魂，我们这个人，天然的人，若是不被破碎的话，里面的灵，里面的生命就不会出来。
It tells us, unless our natural man, the soul life is broken, the inner man will never come out.
什么时候我们这个魂被破碎了？
Whenever our soul is broken.
灵就出来了
Then comes forth the spirit.
生命就显明出来了
The life is made manifest.
然后这个灵呢，生命就显在我们生活，显在我们侍奉里面
And the life of spirit will be seen in our living, in our services.
所以保罗在这段话里面，就要说明这个瓦器破碎的一个经历
So in this passage, Paul is telling us the very experiences of the brokenness of this.
这瓦器破碎的经历就显出了瓦器破碎所带出来一个果效就是基督生命的一个释放表明出来
The very effect of this brokenness of earthen vessel is the release, the manifestation of life and this could only be done when the vessel is being broken and is being done away with
这就是死亡死而复活的一个经历。
And this is the very experience of resurrection from the dead.
当瓦器在破碎的时候，它是在经历一个死的一个经历。
Because while the earthen vessel is being broken, it experiences this experience of death.
当瓦器宝贝从瓦器里面出来的时候，它就在经历一个复活生命的一个能力。
And then when the treasure is being manifest.And this vessel is actually experienced this life of resurrection.
我们知道只有经过死能够出来，那才是一个真正的生命。
We know the true life comes only through the death and unto resurrection.
主耶稣他是第一个从死里复活的人。
Our Lord Jesus is the first fruit from the dead.
因为他从死里复活，显明他是生命的主。
Because he is risen from the dead.To demonstrate that he is the Lord of life.
这个生命是不被死亡拘禁的。
And this life will never be held back by death.
主要是从死里复活这个经历呢。
The Lord Jesus' experience of resurrection from the dead.
也要显在我们这些相信他的人身上。
Likewise, will be also seen in all of us who believe in him.
以弗所书第一章在那里有保罗一个求启示的祷告。
Now in Ephesians 1, we see Paul has this prayer for revelation.
求神把那智慧启示人赐给我们，叫我们可以真知道神，真正是神。
There he prays for the spirit of revelation, the wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him.
他底下就讲到三个何等何等。
And next he says, mentioned three, what.
因着启示的灵在我们身上，能够照明我们里面的眼睛呢，让我们看见、知道我们所得的恩召是有何等的指望。
Because of the spirit enlightenment, so we are able to know what is his calling.
他在圣徒当中所得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
And what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the all the saints?
第三个何等。
And the third what?
叫我们知道他向我们这些信的人所显出来的能力是何等的浩大。
What is the greatness of his power toward us who believe?
这个何等大的能力是怎么样？就是叫主耶稣在基督身上所运行的那个大能大力，使他从死里复活那个力量。
What about this? What is the greatness of his power toward us who believe? That according to the working of his mighty power that he worked in Christ to raise him from the dead.
这复活能力先显在主耶稣基督的身上。
So this resurrection power is the first made manifest in Christ Jesus.
使他能够从死里复活。
So he is able to be raised from the dead.
现在在何等的能力也要显在信相信他的人身上。
The same greatness of power is being seen by in those who believe in him.
也叫我们能够从死里复活。
So that we also will be raised from the
dead. 我想这个何等的能力不仅是将来有一天要显在我们这些必死的身体从死里复活。
And I believe this the greatness of the power is not only being seen in the very day when we are raised from the dead.
乃是这个能力今天在生活里面就要显在我们身上，就要经历这个复活能力。
But also today, the same power will be seen in us for us to experience this resurrection power.
这个就是保罗在第四章第七节以后所讲的这一段的经历。
And this is corresponds to the very experience Paul says here. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
所以在一个服侍神的人身上，他要一再经历这个死而复活的经历。
So in this third person who serves God, he will continue time again experience this power of resurrection.
他要经历这个瓦碎的破碎。
He will first experience the brokenness of the earthen vessel.
好叫里面的宝贝，让复活基督的生命能够把它显明出来。
So that this treasure, this resurrection life of Christ will be seen.
我们看保罗他一生一再经历这个死而复活的经历。
And we do see that Paul throughout his life, he continued to experience this life from death.
他服侍的环境是非常艰难。
We know that the circumstance that encounters him as he serves is extremely difficult.
不仅外面物质的环境。
Not only material circumstances.
他所面对服侍的对象也是一般属肉体、属血气的人。
Even those who the very object of his services are all carnal, they are all soulical.
不仅有从外邦人来给他的逼迫。
So of the persecution he encountered is not only from
the. 也从那些犹太人，从那些正如就像更多教会这些人给他带来一些难处。
Not only from Jews.But also from those like people at the church of Corinth.
面对更多教会，面对更多教会。
As he faced the Corinthian church.
这是一个有许多恩赐的一个教会。
This Corinthian church is equipped with so many gifts.
他们觉得他们非常刚强，非常有能力。
They all felt they were strong with strength.
他们当然看不起这个保罗。
And it is by Paul.
他们觉得保罗你是轻其貌不扬，其貌不扬。
They tell Paul was very unimpressive in his person.
言语粗俗。
And also, his speech is contemptible.
你看一个服侍神的人，面对这样的人，他怎么去服侍
？Picture this: a person who serves God facing all those people who think of you this way. How can you serve?
他就是面对这样环境。
And this is the exact circumstance that Paul.
他当然就经历一个死亡的经历。
And there he experiences this experience of death.
所以他在说我们四面受敌。
And that's why he said here we are hard pressed on every side.
好像他被围困住了。
As though he's being hemmed in.
他没有路可走了。
There's no way out.
我们知道当一个人被围困，没有路可逃跑的时候。
We know that when a person is being besieged and there is no way to escape,
他已经尽他一切所能的力量力气。
he would exert all his strength.
要摆脱那个环境。
To try to get away from
要脱逃。
Circumstance.
但是当人在那边尽他一切力气的时候，最后他疲倦了，他没有力气再应付了。
He tried to run away, and to the point that he is so exhausted, he did not have any stamina to deal with it anymore.
他最后就被掳被杀，就死亡了。
To the end, he would be captured, he would be slaughtered and die.
保罗说：“我们四面受敌，但是却不困住。”
So Paul says that we are afflicted in every way, but we are not crushed.
因为他为什么他能够不被困住呢？
Why is Paul will not be hemmed in?
因为他知道他之所以四面受敌，这些还不是这些外面看得见的这些人事物。
Because he knows the reason that he is being hard pressed on every side, it is not merely all those visible outward matter things and people.
他所面对、所征战的还不是这些看得见的东西。
What he sees, what he wrestles against, is not the visible things.
他所面对、所征战对象啊，是那空中掌权者的恶魔。
He is wrestling against, he's encountering against all the wicked power forces in the heavenly places.
所以他在这个环境里面，他不敢靠着他天然的智慧能力来对付、来应付。
Therefore, in this circumstance, he would never dare to deal with all those forces by his own natural strength and power.
他不敢凭他自己来拯救。拯救他脱离这些的环境。
He would not dare to deliver himself from all these circumstances.
他在经历到一个死的一个经历。
There, he went through this experience of death.
他不敢靠他自己。
There, he would not dare.
那他只能靠那个从死里复活主生命的能力。
Instead, he depended upon the very power.Of the resurrection life of our Lord Jesus Christ.
他服在神所量给他这许多艰难环境里面。
He submit himself to all these difficult circumstances that God had measured out to him.
他知道这是在他身上死的一个经历。
He knew this is the experience of death.
因着他愿意在那死。
And because he was willing to die.
结果他就活了。
Then he became alive.
他就不被受困了。
He was no longer besieged.
他就有路可走，他可以继续走这条属灵的道路。
Now he has a way to continue to walk in this heavenly journey.
他可以继续服侍，继续往前去。
He can continue to serve, to forge ahead.
正如主耶稣在马太福音十六章所说的。
Just as our Lord Jesus says in Matthew 26,
十六章
16.
主说：“凡要救自己生命的，必要丧失生命。”
Our Lord says, "Whoever desires to save his life will lose it."
前面那个生命是讲要焚生命。
The first life is the soul life.
必要丧失生命，后面那是灵的生命。
And the next is the spirit of life.
所以，一个凡要拯救自己焚生命的人，他必要丧掉那属灵的生命。
It tells us that whoever wants to save his soul life will lose his spirit life.
为了拯救自己的人，他结果他反而不能救自己。
He who wants to save his soul life cannot deliver himself.
只有在那里否定自己的人。
Only he who denies himself.
不敢救自己焚生命的人。
He who does not dare save his own soul life,
他就可以得到那个属灵的生命。
This one will receive this life of spirit.
他就可以活了。
And he is made alive.
活了，他就有路可走了。
Since he is alive, he can find a way out.
他就可以继续服侍了。
And he can continue to serve.
今天许多神的儿女，他想活。
Today, so many of God's children do want to live.
他想要为主活，我想是非常好的。
They do want to live for the Lord, and I believe this is wonderful.
但他却不想死。
However, at the same time, they do not want to die.
结果呢，他就死了。
So in the end, he died.
他就没办法活。
Because they cannot live anymore.
因为一个真正能够活的人，他是必须要经过死。
Because a person who really lives in the presence of God has to go through this experience of death.
这是个属灵的律。
This is a spiritual law.
只有经过死才有复活。
Only through death comes resurrection.
只有死了自己的生命才能得到复活的生命。
Only he who dies to his soul life will receive this resurrection.
所以保罗他说我四面受敌，但是我不却不受困。
So Paul says, I am hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed.
因为他在这个瓦器，他愿意接受神的工作破碎了。
Because the Paul, as an earthen vessel, is willing to receive God's dealing, and he is being broken.
他不敢凭自己来拯救他自己。
He would not dare depend on himself to save him.
他愿意服在这个死的审判的底下。
He was willing to submit under the judgment of death.
结果看见他就活了。
And then here we see, in the end, Paul became alive again.
复活生命就从这瓦器破碎瓦器里面就出来了。
So we see the resurrection life now has come out of his this earthen vessel.
他就自由，他不受困了。
Now Paul is free, is no longer being besieged.
我们看以色列百姓出埃及的经历。
As we consider the spirit of Israelites,
他们出了埃及，他们来到红海边。
They came out of Egypt, they came to the Red Sea.
他们在那安营的时候呢，法老追兵就来了。
As they encamped there, and then we saw the Pharaoh's soldiers pursued after them.
把他们困住了。
So right there, they were hemmed in.
前面有红海，后面有追兵。
In front of them, they had Red Sea. In the back, they have all these soldiers trying to pursue them.
他们被困住，他们没有路可走了。
So they were hemmed in. They had no way out now.
神吩咐他们说下到海里面。
But God told them to go down to the Red Sea.
下到海里面被水淹死怎么办？
What would they do if they were drowned in the sea?
下海也死，不下海也死。
It seems that whether they actually went into the Red Sea, they would die. If they did not want to go into the Red Sea, they die anyway.
感谢神，他们听从神的话，他们就进到红海里面。
So they thank the Lord that they did listen to the voice of God. They did go down to the Red Sea.
红海表明什么？
What does the Red Sea represent?
红海表明是与基督同死。
It represents dying together with Christ.
他们凭信心进到这个死亡的水里面。
So by faith they enter into the water of death.
他们就是。然后他们就从红海里上来了。
As they came out of the Red Sea,
他们就得到，就和基督一同复活了。
They were made alive together with Christ.
他们就不被困住了。
No longer were they besieged.
他们有路可走了。
They now had a way to walk in.
这就是他们经历死而复活的一个经历。
So this is their experiences of resurrection from death.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是我们天天要学习的一个功课。
Brothers and sisters, this is our daily lesson that we need to learn.
一个人都不愿先进到红海水里面。
A person who does not first wants to enter the Dead Sea,
就不能够经历和主耶稣一同复活。
He does not, if he does not want to enter the Red Sea, he would never experience.
结果就是被困。
And the end is he will be hemmed in.
结果就是没有路可走。
The end is he has no way out.
属灵的动力就没有了，就停顿在那里。
And all the spiritual impetus is stopped.
这就是为什么许多人服侍不下去的一个原因。
And this is one of the reasons that so many people can no longer serve.
到一个地步，到一个环境。
It served to a point.
好像被困了。
As though they are being besieged on all sides.
没路可走了。
Cannot find any way out.
因为他不明白，原来就是要经历一个死亡的一个经历。
They did not understand God has placed them into the experience of death.
这也是之所以他能够只有逃脱唯一的路。
And the only way out is through this experience of death.
只有他先进到死的里面，他才能复活。
First, he has to enter into death, then would he be resurrected.
然后他底下说，心里作难，却不致失望。
Next, Paul says, "We are perplexed, but not in despair."
心里作难，心中有许多困惑，许多不知道该如何行的一个情形。
We are perplexed means within our hearts, a lot of times we are bewildered, we don't know what we should do.
弟兄姊妹，今天常常我们在服事里面可能也会落到这个光景里面。
Brothers and sisters, often we are baffled in our services.
心中有许多困惑。
We are so puzzled.
心中有许多不知道该如何行的一个光景。
We are in a very condition in which we don't know.
特别在服事里面看不见有明显的果效。
Especially in our services when we do not see the obvious effects of our service.
当我们落在这个情形里面，头一个反应就是失望呀。
When we fall into this kind of condition, the first reaction is we're disappointed.
走不下去呀。
We can no longer move on.
服事的心智慢慢就减少呀。
The very will to serve now is fading away.
但是保罗在这里说，虽然心里作难，却不知失望。
But Paul said we are perplexed, but not in despair.
因为他知道在那里不能凭自己来解决这些问题。
Because there Paul knew that he could never resolve all the problems by his own strength.
虽然许多事情他不明白。
Even though he did not understand so many things.
许多稍微让他里面有一些作难，有一些困惑。
So many circumstances puzzled him, baffled him.
但他却不知失望。
But he would not despair.
因为他知道主是他的盼望。
Because he knew the Lord is his hope.
这位是神有盼望的神
Because this God is the God who gives hope
掌管一切
Who rules over all things
当他在那里不凭着自己来面对这些疑惑的时候
When there he did not try to deal with all the bewilderment by himself
他用了简单的信心来相信神的话
Instead just by simple faith he believed in God's word
他里面就有了盼望
And then within him this hope arose
正如亚伯拉罕一样
Just as Abraham
当亚伯拉罕在无可指望的时候他因信仍有指望
Abraham contrary to hope in hope he believed
因为他不能够再靠这个好像死的一个身体
Abraham could no longer depend on the dead body he had.
已经一个100岁的人怎么还能够生出一个儿子来呢
Because at that time he was about 100 years old. How could he possibly?
感谢神在无可指望的当中他因着信心仍然有指望
Thank God that contrary to hope, in hope he believed.
他相信神应许必成就
He believed that God's promise will be fulfilled.
所以他在那里就经历他所信相信的神
Right there he experienced the very God he believed
是叫人叫死人复活死无变有的神
He is the God who gives life to the dead and also calls into being the things that does not exist
当亚伯兰进到这个死亡的经历里面的时候
So when Abraham entered into this experience of death
这复活生命能力就显在撒拉的身上
The very power of the resurrection life is being seen in Sarah
就从撒拉生出一个儿子以撒来
So from Sarah a son was given to Abraham
他再一次经历死而复活的经历
So once again Abraham experienced this their experience of resurrection from death
所以他说遭遇逼迫却不被丢弃打倒却不知死亡
therefore we say that when we are persecuted we are not forsaken struck down we are not destroyed
这些都是说到一些死而复活的经历
all these speak of the very experience of resurrection from the dead
那他愿意先站在一个死的地位上
but first you have to be willing to take the stand of death
宝贝基督复活生命就在那被释放出来了
Then the very treasure, the resurrection life of this powerful life of Christ will be set free.
因为这个生命是胜过各种环境、各种思念的限制。
Because this life will overcome all of the limitations, constraints from all various kinds of circumstances.
这就是保罗这个神用人，他一生在那里。所学习的功课。
So this is a very lifetime lesson of Paul, the one who's being highly used by God.
这个就是为什么他能够一路走在服事主的道路上。
And this is the very reason that Paul was able to continue steadfastly in the very way of services.
不灰心，不丧胆。
He would never despair. He would never.
他知道，不是凭着他自己。
Because Paul knew it's never by himself.
是基督复活生命的一个彰显。
Instead, by the very manifestation of the resurrection life of Jesus Christ.
为什么保罗能够经历这样死而复活的一个经历？
Now we ask, why is Paul able to experience the experience of resurrection from the dead?
他说天天常带着耶稣的死。
He says that always carrying about in the body of the dying of Jesus.
为什么宝贝能够从瓦器里面显出来？
Why is the treasure could be displayed from this earthen vessel?
为什么他在那里四面受敌却不困住，心里作难却不失望？
Why does Paul could say, I'm hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed? I am perplexed, but yet not in despair.
因为身上常带着耶稣的死。
Because in Paul's body, he always carries the dying of Jesus.
他一直连耶稣的死。
He's always united with the dying of Jesus.
什么是耶稣的死？
What is the dying of Jesus?
是主耶稣，他为了神的旨意，他愿意站在舍己。
That is, He is willing to die to himself for the sake of the will of God.
他愿意放下自己的意见。
Paul is willing to lay down his own opinions.
他是无罪的，他是公义的。
Even though he is sinless, he is righteous.
但他来到约旦河边的时候，
When he comes to the brink of Jordan River,
他却愿意接受施洗约翰的洗。
We're talking about Jesus. He is willing to be baptized by the baptism of John. John.
他愿意站在罪人的地位上面。
Jesus is willing to take the stand as a sinner.
进到约旦河里面。
And our Lord Jesus went into the Jordan River.
进到这个死亡的水里面。
Into the water of death.
所以当他从水里上来的时候。
So when Jesus came out of the water.
圣灵像鸽子就降在他身上。
Holy Spirit like a dove alighting upon Jesus.
他就充满了圣灵。
So Jesus was filled with the Holy Spirit.
然后就被带到旷野里面，在那里受魔鬼的试探。
And Jesus was led into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil.
并且能胜过魔鬼的试探。
And he was able to overcome the temptation.
因为他是先经过约旦河的水。
Because he first went through the water of the Jordan.
带着生命的能力。
Through this power of life.
能够胜过各种环境的试炼。
He was able to overcome in all trials under all circumstances.
以后他在地上服侍，他受尽犹太人各种反对和逼迫。
And later on in our Lord's earthly ministry, he went through all the opposition from the Jews.
他四面受敌，但是他却不困住。
Our Lord was afflicted in every way, but he was not crushed.
他心里作难，却不是失望。
Our Lord was perplexed, but was not in fear.
虽然他跟传道做工，但是没有什么果效。
Even though as he preached, as he worked, it didn't seem there was much fruit.
但是他能够站在那里说，父啊，感谢你，这本是你的美意。
Was willing to say that, Lord, I thank you for this is your good pleasure.
因为他是经过死。
Because our Lord went through death.
他为了神的旨意，他才愿意舍了他自己。
For the sake of the will of God, he was willing to deny himself.
所以同样保罗也是一样。
So likewise, this is how Paul served.
因为他在那常常带着耶稣的死。
Because here he said, often carry the death of Jesus.
他愿意接受神所安排的各种环境、各种人事物。
He was willing to accept all the circumstances that God orchestrates and also all the people, matters, things that he encountered.
他服在神大能的手下。
He humbled himself under the mighty hand of God.
接受神在他身上十字架工作的对付。
He accepted the dealing of the cross in him.
然后耶稣的身就显明在他身上。
And then the life of Jesus is made manifest in Paul.
他在那里就经历到死而复活的经历。
There Paul experienced the very experience of resurrection from the dead.
所以弟兄姊妹在这里，让我们可以看见。
So brothers and sisters, we see here.
耶稣的身要显在我们的身上。
For the life of Jesus Christ to be seen in us.
耶稣的死需要先显。 坐在我们身上。
First, the death of Jesus, the dying of Jesus has to be made.
我们知道今天是一个邪恶、罪恶的时代。
We know this is a wicked and adulterous generation.
今天人常说这个世界没有公正、没有公平、没有公义。
We often say that there is no righteousness, no justice in this world.
特别基督徒活在这个世代是很不容易的。
Especially for us Christians to live in an age like this is hard.
在社会上生活，在公司上班。
As we live in this society or we work,
常常会遇到那些不合理的对待，是不是？
We often encounter unreasonable treatment.
有时候常听到弟兄姊妹讲，在做事里面，自己非常努力，在那边苦干。
Often we heard brothers and sisters say that at work, they give all of them to the work, work so hard.
但是有一些同事，他们好像也没有太怎么样，但是好像他们得到老板的赏识。
But some of their colleagues, though they did not seem to do anything, but often they were so praised by their boss.
里面常常有一种不满，甚至有，也许不一定有不满，但里面非常困惑，其实好像这些不公平的事情。
So within us, we might have complained as to the fairness. Even though you don't have this kind of sense, you might be baffled.
遇到不好的老板也很难顺服他。
When you encounter a very harsh boss, it's very hard to be subject to him.
彼得告诉我们说，那些温柔良善的主人，我们要顺从他。
Because Paul instructs us that for those who are good, who are gentle, these masters, you need to submit yourself.
那些乖僻的，我们要顺从他。
But even though those harsh ones, perverse ones, you still do the same.
为了良心的对得起主，他们愿意这么忍受。许多苦楚，许多的冤屈。
For the sake of their conscience before God, they are willing to endure all these wrongfulness.
他们愿意带着耶稣的死。
In them, they carry the dying of Jesus.
就耶稣的生就显在他们身上。
So the life of Christ is made manifest.
托生命托住他们。
Now this resurrection life simply holds them up.
能够让他们能面对那种环境
so they're able to face all these circumstances.
并且在那环境里面仍然能够安息地在那做事
and within all the circumstances they have rest to continue their work.
但是有时候常常我们不是这样的光景
but a lot of times we are not like this.
我们不愿意接受耶稣的死
because we're not willing to accept the dying.
我们遇到这样环境的时候有时候就凭我们自己再找一个好的工作
When we face a circumstance, a situation like this, we say we'll by our own effort, we'll just find another job.
说不做了，退休了。
I quit. I retire.
耶稣的生就不能显在我们身上。
Then the life of Jesus cannot be seen in you.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
保罗之所以再让我经历耶稣的生。
The reason that Paul was able to experience the life of Jesus.
因为耶稣的死。
It's because first,
先显在他身上
It's because first, the dying of Jesus is,
因为他愿意让这个瓦器破碎了
He was willing to have this earthen vessel broken
然后基督复活生命就显明出来了
And then next, the resurrection life of Jesus Christ would be seen in him
用什么今天为什么常常不能够经历到宝贝在瓦器里面所显出来的那能力呢
Brothers and sisters, why so often cannot experience the very power of the treasure which is in us, these earthen vessels?
为什么常显出来都是软弱的一个器皿软弱的光景
Why do we only exhibit our weaknesses, and you know, we being seen as weak vessels?
为什么我们要保护这个瓦器
Well, because we try to protect these earthen vessels.
我们不愿让这瓦器破碎。
We do not want to have these earthen vessels broken.
我们不愿这瓦器受伤害。
We don't want them to be hurt.
所以今天常常听到一些人说我受伤了。
A lot of people now say, we're hurt.
连一句话一个脸色我不舒服了我不干了我不服侍了。
When they give you a certain look, and then you sense you have this feeling of this resentment,
this, fit
of pique, you're not being respected. I quit. I don't serve anymore.
因着人的话，因着人的一个态度，我没有面子了。
And because the person's attitude and his word, we feel we have lost our faith.
我们多方要保护这个瓦器，不容许它受伤害、受破坏。
We try to protect this earthen vessel so that it will not be hurt.
结果我们就困住了。
In the end, we are hemmed in.
我们就失望了。
In the end, we despair.
我们就没有那个能力继续走这条属灵的道路。
And we no longer have the ability, the strength to continue on this heavenly spiritual way.
所以我们常说我软弱了。
Many times we say we are so weak.
的确，为什么会软弱呢
？Indeed, why is it you are so weak?
我们这瓦器本身就是软弱的。
Well, the earthen vessel by themselves are weak.
因为要保护这个瓦器。
Now, because you want to protect the vessel,
因为保护自己
because you want to protect yourself,
不愿受伤害
because you don't want to be hurt,
结果就活在那个软弱里面
so you continue to live in your weaknesses,
宝贝就不能出来
and this treasure can never be made manifest.
什么时候我们不愿再保护我们这个瓦器
whenever we no longer protect we, this earthen vessel,
我们愿意接受人给我们一种也许是一个不合理的对待
When we are willing to accept maybe unreasonable treatment from others.
神是借各种环境就是要破碎我们的瓦器。
Because God uses all kinds of situations to break you, the earthen vessel.
神是说这样做目的是为了什么
？And then why does God want to do this?
那是在叫我们里面宝贝这个基督的生命能力能够出来。
What his purpose is all because he wants to.Have your treasure, this power of resurrection life come out from you.
神在身上工作，那不是他的目，要叫我们这个瓦器破碎，不是他的目的。
God, the purpose of God's word is not merely to break you, the earthen vessel.
是神做工的方法。
It's simply through this way of working. It's one of His ways.
目的呢，在叫里面的宝贝能够把它显出来。
The ultimate goal of God is for you to make manifest.
叫经历死而复活。
So we could experience this resurrection from the.
叫看见，不是出于我们自己，而是出于神自己。
So we will see that it is not of us, but of God.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
保罗一再一再的经历耶稣的死，耶稣的生。
Paul continued to experience the dying, the life of Jesus.
不仅显耶稣的生，不仅显在他的身上，也显在别人的身上。
So not only the life of Jesus was being manifested in him, but also in others.
因着他愿意站在死的地位上。
It's all because he is willing to stand.In a place of death.
不仅他正在经历复活生命
Not only did he experience this,
这个复活生命也能够影响到别人
But also this resurrection life affects others.
叫别人能够得到这个复活生命的供应
So that other people will also receive the provision of this resurrection life.
好，叫所有的人看见
To the point that all will see.
所显出来莫大能力不是出于自己，乃是出于神自己。
This surpassing power is not from Paul, but from God.
好说，我们既有信心，正如经上记着说，我因信所以如此说话，我们也信，所以也说话。
Now Paul continues to say, we have the same spirit of faith according to what's written. I believe and therefore I spoke. We also believe and therefore speak.
当保罗讲到他这个死而复活经历的时候
，When Paul speaks of the very experience of his resurrection from the dead.
他引用诗篇116篇的话
He recited Psalm 116.
作诗人在说因着信所以我们因着信所以如此说话
The psalmist said, I believed, and therefore I spoke.
我们知道诗篇116篇诗人他当然也是经历了个极大一个苦难在一个很不容易的环境里面
We know the psalmist in Psalm 116experience such an excruciating encounter is a very difficult time.
他在求告神，求神的拯救，求神的帮助。
He was crying out to the Lord, make supplication to have God's help.
他知道神是有恩典，神是公义的。
He knew that God was gracious, God was righteous.
他知道神是以怜悯为怀的神。
He knew God was compassionate.
他说：“我要在耶和华面前行活人之路。”
Therefore, he said, "I will walk before the Lord, in the land of the living."
为什么他能够在耶和华面前走一个活人之路呢？
Why did he could walk before God in the land of the living?
因为他说我因信所以如此说话。
Because he said I believed, therefore I spoke.
做诗人当然有个信心。
The psalmist had his faith.
他知道神是公义的，神是有恩典、有怜悯的神。
He knew God was holy, God was gracious, righteous, and compassionate.
虽然在极其艰难、不容易环境当中。
Even though he was in this extremely difficult circumstance,
他知道神听他的祷告。
He knew God heard his prayer.
神要拯救他。
And God would deliver him.
他知道他要走一个活人之路。
He knew he would walk in the land of the living.
为什么他能够走活人之路呢？
How could he walk in the land of the living?
因为他愿意先进到死的里面。
Because he first was willing to enter into death.
然后他就从死里复活，他得到一个生的新的生命。
Then he was resurrected from the dead. Now he received this new life.
他得到这个复活生命，他是个活人，所以他就能够走活人之路。
He received this resurrection life. He was a living person. He was able to continue to walk.
不仅诗人是这样说。
Not only did the psalmist say so.
保罗说：“我因着信也如此说话。”
But Paul also said, "I believe, therefore I spoke."
保罗之所以能够走在这个活人之路上。
The reason that Paul could also walk in this land of the living.
保罗之所以能够经过那许多苦难，他还能够继续走。
The reason that Paul can continue journey on after he had gone through so many tribulations.
他在信心里面看见主自己。
Because in by faith he saw the Lord himself.
因为他知道那叫主耶稣从死里复活的，也必将他与耶稣一同复活。
Because he knew that he who raised Jesus Christ from the dead will also raise him up.
所以他凭信心相信神的应许。
So simply by faith he believed in God's promise.
只要他先站在和主耶稣同死的地位上。
As long as first he takes the stand, dying together with Christ.
他也知道主耶稣的复活也必将他和主耶稣一同复活。
He knew through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, he would also be raised up with him together.
所以到十六节说，所以我们不上台。
Therefore, in 16 we read, we do not.
虽然外己虽然会毁坏。
Even though our outward man is perishing.
但是内心是一天新是一天。
But the inward man is being renewed day by day.
这外面的这个人，外面这个身体是短暂，是暂时的。
The outward man, the outward body is temporary.
因着经过这许多苦难。
And because of all these tribulations.
叫他里面的人内心一天一天的刚强起来。
The inner man is being made stronger day by day, renewed.
因为他天天在那经历死而复活的经历。
Because daily Paul experienced experience.
因为他天天让这个瓦器能够破碎。
Daily Paul experienced the brokenness of the earthen vessel.
让这个宝贝能够被显明出来。
So that the treasure could be seen.
让这个复活生命能够显在他身上。
So that the resurrection life could manifest in Paul.
让这原来是卑贱的这个瓦器的乐器。
So this vessel who was originally lowly of earthen.
让主耶稣基督复活生命。
Now is able to allow the Lord's resurrection life.
那个圣洁、尊贵、荣耀的生命。
The glorious, holy, honorable life of our Lord Jesus Christ.
能够显在他身上。
To be seen, to be made manifest in him.
这样的人就是一个贵重的器。
And I believe a man like this is a vessel for honor.
因为他这个器是经过考验的。
Because this vessel has been tried.
经过火的试验的。
Has gone through the trial of fire.
正像金器银器一样。
Just as the silver and gold.
被纯净的一个器。
Just as the vessels of silver and gold, they have been sanctified.
经过火的试验。
They have gone through the purging of fire.
而显出来就是尊贵荣耀。
What they manifest is simply glory and honor.
就是宝贝，所以说基督自己的生命。
That's the very treasure being seen, the life of Jesus Christ.
我讲这是一个服侍神的人要学习的功课。
And I believe this is the very lesson for everyone who wants to serve God that he has to master.
我想这是神呼召我们的一个目的。
And I also believe this is the very purpose that God has called us.
虽然是瓦器。
Even though we are earthen vessels,
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
里面有宝贝。
We do have the treasure within.
里面有基督的生命。
We have the life of Christ.
在每件事情上都要让我们这瓦器里面的宝贝把它显出来。
So in everything,that we as earthen vessels should manifest the very treasure that dwells within us.
但是只有我们这些瓦器。
And this could only be done when we earthen vessels
愿意交在他手上。
Are willing to commit ourselves to
让他在我们身上做工。
So that he could work in us.
让他在我们身上做一个破碎的工作。
So that he could work of this brokenness in us.
只有这样子宝贝才会显出来。
Only in such a way could this vessel be possibly be made manifest.
把感谢赞美归给他。
We just want to give all the thanksgiving and praise to him.
讲到这里。
And,
弟兄帮你做结束祷告。
Conclude my sharing, brother. Could you say a prayer to conclude it?
Now let's bow for a word of prayer.
就我们低头祷告。
Father, I want to thank you for this gift, this treasure in earthen vessels.
父啊，我们感谢你所赐给我们的这个瓦器里的宝贝。
We particularly ask for all of us here if we're facing disappointments or perplexities in service.
主啊，我们特别祈求，如果当我们在服事的时候遇到各种的难处的时候，
that you will help us see the fellowship in your Son's sufferings.
主啊，让我们可以看到你的爱子所的十字架上所受的苦难。
But also see and experience firsthand the joys of his resurrection.
主啊，我们更要看到他复活的时候所带来的那一切的喜乐。
So that we will not lose heart, but still want to follow you.
我们不丧胆，我们跟从你。
That we can say that there's one thing we ask and that we desire.
主啊，这件事就是我们所渴慕的。
That we might dwell in your house and behold the beauty of your Son.
主啊，我们能在你的家中，我们能彰显你爱子的一切的荣耀。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
奉主耶稣宝贵的名，我们祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
So let us turn to our.